Hello and thanks for watching Proactive. Technology company Versys has just started trading on Canada's new exchange. With more, I'm joined by the company's co-founder and CEO, Gabriel René. Gabriel, good to speak with you today.
Thanks for having me here today, Stephen.
So congratulations on the NEO listing. Before we get into that though, for viewers not familiar with the company, can you tell us more about Versys?
Yeah, Versys is really the world's first B2B AI operating system. We've developed a suite of applications specifically focused in industrial and government applications using AI to drive real world solutions and in the logistics space. We're talking about things like routing workers more efficiently through warehouses or enabling AI powered drones to safely navigate cities. And we've been developing this platform and these applications since we began in 2018. And we're very excited now to be able to, next year, to open up the platform itself to allow third parties to start developing their own applications, really smarter applications for anything.
Okay, before we get to that, let's get back to the listing. Why did you choose the NEO exchange?
Well, one thing that was very attractive about the NEO is it's a tier one exchange. We are actually based in Los Angeles and grown up in private venture markets, but the public venture markets here in Canada are very attractive. And I think that more American technology companies are going to be looking towards Canada. The NEO takes a very forward-looking approach. They have a sort of an even playing field when it comes to algorithmic trading, which is certainly quite attractive. It's not a big hop from there to the NASDAQ. So for companies that want to expand and grow into new markets or even larger markets, I think the NEO is an excellent choice for that.
Did you raise any capital through the listing, Gabriel?
We raised capital back in September. We raised 18.5 with our merchant bank Caris Capital Partners. And so we're not doing a raise at this time, but we are very excited to come into the market. I think many people take a sort of negative look at the markets. It's been very challenging for the last handful of weeks here. But if we look back at 2008, we really can see that as a seminal point in transition of technology. I mean, that's the moment that the smartphone came out. And that's when Facebook really, social media started to launch. And that's really when cloud services started to take hold. So sometimes the markets are not seeing the world through the same lens as the technology industry. And we're kind of halfway up the hill on something, even though the markets are dealing with the trials and tribulations of the last run. So we actually think it's perfect time to come to market and really let the public take part in this growth.
What sort of response have you had from the investment community, Gabriel?
Well, in our first tour up here back in September, we set out to raise a healthy amount of money for growth for the company. And while traveling throughout the country, meeting with investors in Vancouver and in Toronto, we ended up with five times the orders. And so the interest was extremely high. I think that gave us a lot of confidence to pursue the rest of the path here. And so we've had a wonderful response. I think in part that's due to the traction that we've had. Some of our early customers, we demonstrated 35 to 50% productivity while AI routing workers through these warehouses, which resulted in a $34 million contract with our first supply chain customer. So I think that really demonstrated amazing viability of the technology and in an era where the supply chain has become a common term that even the person on the street understands that there's challenges. There's really scalable opportunity here, and everyone's looking for these margins. So I think Versys is an exceptionally great investment at this moment because the supply chain is really looking for savings and productivity across the line, and we're bringing state-of-the-art solutions to that market.
So Gabriel, when you take COSM globally next year and bring on third parties, will it mostly be in supply chains, or can it go broader than that?
A great question, Stephen. It absolutely can go broader. I mean, if you think back to when iOS came out, the first iPhone came out, I think 2007, they had to redevelop the operating system because the interfacing was different, right? We weren't typing anymore. We had the multi-touch screen. It had a GPS and different sensors inside of it. And it was maybe 10 or 15 apps that Apple came out that only Apple knew how to develop on their own operating system. But the next year they introduced, you know, Angry Birds and a bunch of third parties in MyFitness app and others. And so that horizontal capability of the operating system turned out to be not just useful for 10 or 15 apps, but to millions of applications today in every single sector. And in fact, 50% of all the activity on the internet today is the result of these mobile apps, which none of us had in 2007 and none of us can do without in 2022. So really the question is, what kind of next generation applications that are smarter applications that can be developed for anything, whether it's healthcare or entertainment or construction or pharmaceutical research, it's really endless. And I think that that's where the real scalability and horizontal applicability of a next generation operating system that is AI driven is going to be extremely powerful. So I would say yes, very, very broad and horizontal. Our focus is make sure that core baseline is there, and that's been a very good target for us, target market. But you know, Amazon started with books and now Amazon sells anything. So I think that we know where to punch deep in the beginning, but we also know when to go wide. So we're very excited about enabling that for others to be able to develop in the future.
Well, I think you've probably half answered my next question, but what would you put down as the investment case for Versus?
Well, I would say it's a combination of green fields and blue skies, right? So today we're already in a position where we know how to build the business out, and we built the business case. You know, our first application here in just the last year has been deployed over 15 locations. It's over a million square foot of warehouse. There's 1,000 workers using it, 10 million different pick transactions across that. And of course resulted in that $34 million CAD contract, because we saw this 35 to 50% productivity. That's very solid and very fertile ground to continue to grow on. And that's like a very great base case for the company, I think, to achieve very real significant success, because now we just scale that into this large set of Fortune 500s, which we're piloting with now. There's major automotive manufacturers, major pharmaceutical companies, consumer products, and other supply chain and logistics companies, which we've signed all within the last couple of quarters. And we're now deploying pilots and expect to convert to significant contracts, you know, by the end of the year. That's a great base case. Cosm's application to all these broader different markets, industry sectors, and verticals really puts us in position that I think very few tech companies get to be in, which is, how can you tackle both the industrial and the consumer and enterprise spaces? And the answer is by enabling them to develop their own applications. So at that point, you know, it is really from green field to blue sky. So I think the base case is, this is a good port to pick in this kind of an economic storm, because it's right at the heart of cost savings, which every major corporation in the industrial and enterprise space is looking for. But the big blue sky on consumer applications and bringing AI intelligence to anything is as big as anything we've ever seen in the past. And so obviously we're quite excited, and we hope our investors are as well.
Well, now that you're firmly in the sights of those investors, what sorts of news flow should they be looking out for in the short to medium term, Gabriel?
Well, without giving any names away, we expect to be announcing partnerships with some of the largest warehouse management system integrators, major reseller agreements and channel partner agreements with some of the largest system integrators in the world. This takes us from, you know, a handful of warehouses to hundreds of thousands of warehouses in 70 or 80 countries around the world in just a couple of moves. Those kinds of partnerships are very key to our growth strategy, which lets us perform well as a technology service provider, but really lets the sales be driven through these channel sales partners. And it's very exciting, because at that point we become a feature on someone else's platform with a built-in base. We're talking the largest, you know, retailers and warehouse distributors in the world that operate on some of these warehouse management systems. So we should be looking out for that in the next quarter or two. And a handful of really big announcements with really large partners, some of those big consumer products companies we talked about, and even moving into retail by the end of the year. So I think we're going to be constantly announcing major Fortune 100 partnerships, reseller arrangements, channel distribution deals, and customer transactions.
Well, I hope you'll keep us updated on any progress. Congratulations again on your IPO on Nia. Good speaking with you.
Thank you so much for your time, Stephen.
That's Gabriel Rene. He's the co-founder and the CEO of Versus.